voice of the world, the sound with the beat, the sound that sets you tapping your feet. Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure. The sound of the news, rhythm and blues,
Tchaikovsky swing, whatever you choose.
Radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Welcome to All Things Radio, your weekly radio magazine. With radio news from a national perspective, call letter and format changes, sports news, featured radio stations from yesterday and today, your voicemails and phone calls, as well as special guests and featured segments. And now here's your host, Bill Sparks.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Hello and welcome to All Things Radio 465. Hope you're doing well this week. Jeff, how are you?
I can't complain. You know, we've had lots of rain here and nasty weather here, but you know what? I'm inside doing okay. Mike, what's going on with you? And you're not in Evansville. You're actually
I'm standing right beside Bill in Indianapolis right now. We just did some broadcasting of Blindness Convention. I noticed locally in Evansville, a radio station may really be going dark because they're handing their sports franchise to another station. But what's coming up tonight, Jeff?
Well, Mike, we have a very busy podcast as usual. First of all, we'll talk about the world of broadcasting from a national perspective, and then we'll follow it up with Jennifer Sparks' caller and format changes. And in Bill's sports features section, we're going to listen to two great basketball announcers, Johnny Most for the Boston Celtics and Chick Hearn for the Los Angeles Lakers. In my featured station segment, we're traveling to Altoona, Pennsylvania and Seattle, Washington. In Altoona, Pennsylvania, we're going to listen to radio station WYUP-FM as they change the Jack FM format. That's a satellite-delivered format from Westwood One. Then we'll travel to Seattle, Washington and listen to a format change that wasn't, or was it? We'll let you decide on All Things Radio Extra as you listen to the iHeart-owned and operated radio station KBKS-FM in Seattle, Washington. In my Classic Air Check section, we're going to remember the work of Larry Berger, who was the program director at radio station WPLJ with his album-oriented rock format, as we listen to Tony Pig from September 23rd, 1977. All in all, a very busy podcast. Over to you, Bill.
Thank you very much. It's time for Jeff's award-winning news.
I'm Jeff Bennett for All Things Radio, and here's what's happening in the world of broadcasting. Major radio groups are starting to report their third quarter revenue results. We'll let you know what's happening on the street, and we'll continue our look at the Nielsen October Personal People Meter ratings. It was another busy week this week in the world of broadcasting, and radio groups are starting to report their third quarter revenue results. Yes, the first and second quarter revenue results weren't very good. However, the third and fourth quarter looks to be pacing up for the world of radio. In the case of Urban One, Urban One's CEO Alfred Ligon says that the third quarter was pretty good for the company. Their radio revenue results were up 1.7%. Alfred Ligon is pleased with the performance in their radio markets of Washington, D.C. and Atlanta, Georgia. However, Alfred Ligon is still concerned about the performance metrics in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Alfred Ligon is also very pleased with its purchase of radio station WTEM-AM in Washington, D.C. and in the third quarter alone, WTEM's revenue generated the company $800,000. In the fourth quarter alone, Alfred Ligon believes that his radio station revenue growth could be as much as 10 to 20%, 10% excluding political advertising, and 20% if you throw in political advertising. We'll let you know more in a future All Things Radio podcast. Another group reporting their third quarter revenue results was Beasley Media. Beasley Media reports that local advertising revenue fell 2%. However, Caroline Beasley defends her purchase of radio station WXTU in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania from Amentacom for $35 billion. She says, however, that benefits the company because it gives them a 30% revenue share of the market and it gives them an audience that they're looking for, a heavy female audience, which is what the country music radio station WXTU generates. Another problem for Beasley Media was the United States Traffic Network and its failure. The failure of this company cost Beasley $1.5 billion. However, Caroline Beasley is very optimistic about fourth quarter revenue results, and we'll let you know what happens with Beasley Media in a future All Things Radio podcast as well. Finally, let's take a look at Saga. Saga's revenue was essentially flat. One big problem for Saga was their radio stations in South Carolina, which took a hit caused by Hurricane Mike. Saga has lots of money to pour into radio because they made plenty of money selling their TV stations in the television auction. Saga is buying radio stations in Ocala, Florida and Gainesville, Florida, and Saga believes in buying radio stations in small and medium-sized markets, and they also believe in buying radio stations where colleges and universities are located because of the steady income that's generated by college students and people working and living where colleges and universities are located. Now let's take a quick look and find out what's happening on the street. Corey B. has left his position as nighttime radio announcer at radio station WBBM-FM. We don't know what's going on with Corey B. However, his Facebook page indicates that he's moving to New York City, and we'll let you know more about this in a future All Things Radio podcast. And Sidwell has resigned his position as operations manager of the Fort Collins cluster owned and operated by Town Square Media. Lance Sidwell came to Town Square Media after working as operations manager for the Kansas City, Missouri cluster owned and operated by Cumulus Media. Congratulations go out to Amber Glaze, who's the new music director and afternoon host at radio station KVOO-FM in Tulsa, Oklahoma. KVOO-FM programs a country and western format. Amber Glaze comes to this radio station after working for Signal Media owned and operated country radio station KLHR-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. Folks living in Bakersfield, California are noticing changes to the radio landscape as radio station KTOX has dropped its alternative rock format in favor of a 90s-based format. The station also changed its call letters to KRWI-FM, and they call themselves Rewind 98.1. Unfortunately, the station is not broadcasting on the internet. However, if someone can provide me with an air check of this radio station, I'll be glad to feature it as a featured station in a future All Things Radio podcast. Finally, is the Jack format becoming more and more popular? Well, it seems so, because more and more radio stations seem to be adopting the format. The latest radio station to adopt the format is radio station WZOO-FM in Kalamazoo, Michigan. The station dropped its alternative format in favor of the Westwood One Jack format, and you'll hear a sample of that Westwood One Jack format later on in this All Things Radio podcast. Now it's time to continue our look at the Nielsen October Personal People Meter ratings. Let's travel to Washington, D.C., where the number one ranked radio station is WTOP-FM with its all-news operation. The number two ranked radio station is WAMU-FM. That's the public broadcasting station with the news, talk, and information format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in the nation's capital is radio station WMMJ-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. In Boston, Massachusetts, the number one ranked radio station is WXKS-FM with a pop CHR format. The number two ranked radio station is WROR-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Boston, Massachusetts, and I believe this is the first time I've ever seen this station posting in at number three, is WBUR-FM. That's the public radio station with the news, talk, and information format. In Miami, Florida, things are status quo. The number one ranked radio station is WFEZ-FM with their adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WAMR-FM with a Spanish contemporary format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Miami, Florida is WHQT-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. In Seattle, Washington, things are also status quo. The number one ranked radio station is KQMV-FM with a pop CHR format. The number two ranked radio station is KIRO-FM with a news, talk, and information format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Seattle, Washington is KUOW-FM. That's the public broadcasting radio station with a news, talk, and information format. In Detroit, Michigan, the number one ranked radio station is WCSX-FM with a classic rock format. The number two ranked radio station is WWJ-AM with a news, talk, and information format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Detroit, Michigan is WOMC-FM with a classic hits format. In Phoenix, Arizona, the number one ranked radio station is KESZ-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station in Phoenix, Arizona is KYOT-FM with an adult hits format. And I believe this is the first time I've seen this radio station as a number two ranked radio station. Finally, the number three ranked radio station in Phoenix, Arizona is KSLX-FM with a classic rock format. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, the number one ranked radio station is KSTP-FM with a hot adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is KQQL-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Minneapolis, Minnesota is KDWB-FM with a pop CHR format. In San Diego, California, the number one ranked radio station is KPBS-FM. That's the public broadcaster with a news, talk, and information format. The number two ranked radio station is KHTS-FM with a pop CHR format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in San Diego, California is KXSN-FM with a soft adult contemporary format. In Denver, Colorado, the number one ranked radio station is KCFR-FM with a news, talk, and information format. The number two ranked radio station is KOA-AM, also with a news, talk, and information format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station in Denver, Colorado is KYGO-FM with a country and western format. In Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, the number one ranked radio station is WDUV-FM with an adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WXGL-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station is WQYK-FM with a country and western format. In Baltimore, Maryland, the number one ranked radio station is WWIN-FM with an urban adult contemporary format. The number two ranked radio station is WERQ-FM with an urban format. And finally, the number three ranked radio station, and I believe this is the first time I've ever seen this radio station check in at number three, is WZBA-FM with a classic rock format. Finally, in St. Louis, Missouri, the number one ranked radio station is KMOX-AM with a news, talk, and information format. The number 2 ranked radio station is KLOU-FM with a classic hits format. And finally, the number 3 ranked radio station in St. Louis, Missouri is KLJY-FM with a Christian adult contemporary format. Finally, according to media monitors, here are the top commercials you heard on the radio this past week. Number 1 was Geico Insurance, followed up by Home Depot, Lowe's Home Improvement Centers, Walgreens, and JCPenney. Finally, we at All Things Radio are saddened to report the death of Joe Clayton. You may not know who Joe Clayton was, but Joe Clayton was the CEO of Sirius Satellite Radio from 2001 to 2004, and he was chairman of the board from 2004 to 2007. Joe Clayton passed away of an undisclosed illness at the age of 69. If you have any comments concerning this portion of the podcast, there are many ways you can get in touch with me. First of all, you can send me an email. My email address is Jeff. That's J-E-F-F, Jeff, at allthingsradio.net. Or you can send me a voicemail with our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, and hit option 2 for the podcast team. Or you can send me a voicemail via the conversation station. Their phone number is 712-432-6499. That's 712-432-6499. And my voicemail box number is 6254. That's 6254. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, Jeff.
Thank you, Bill. No problem. My big thing with the news this week is the radio revenue results for the third quarter. Some groups were up, some groups were down, and I think we're going to see more of that this year. And I think everyone's looking for a better revenue results with political advertising in the fourth quarter. Boy, we've had a ton of it this year, especially on television. So hope radio will get the boom for that as well.
I bet they wish they would get the money that they were getting from all these outside groups. They come into these states and bought that, but they bought a little time on radio, but not like television.
No, certainly not like television. Well, now it's time for Jennifer Sparks' caller and format changes. And in Bill's featured section, we're going to listen to the great basketball announcers, Chick Hearn and Johnny Most. We're going to hear all about them. Chick Hearn for the Los Angeles Lakers and Johnny Most for the Boston Celtics.
Hello, everyone. I'm Jennifer Sparks, and here are your call letter and format changes for the week of November 8th. WCGR 1550, Canandaigua, New York, changes slogan from 101.7 The Wall to The Lake, 100.1, 104.5. WCTG 96.5, Chincoteague, Virginia, changes slogan from 96.5 CTG to 96.5 and 101.5 CTG. WVES FM 101.5 Chincoteague, Virginia, changes format from Hot AC to Adult Hits and changes slogan from 101.5 The Mix to 96.5 and 101.5 CTG. WYUP 1400, Loretto, Pennsylvania, changes format from Format Not Available to Adult Hits and adds slogan 107.1 Jack FM. WZOX 96.5, Portage, Michigan, changes format from Alternative Rock to Adult Hits and changes slogan from Z96.5 to 96.5 Jack FM. WTCR AM 1420, Canova, West Virginia, changes calls to WZWB AM. KEEZ FM 99.1, Mankato, Minnesota, changes slogan from Z99 to Mix 99.1. 106.7 Early Texas signs on as KJKB FM. 99.1 Moody Texas signs on as KLTO FM. 101.7 Hawley Texas signs on as KTJK FM. 97.3 Connerville, Oklahoma signs on as KTNG FM. WKTI 94.5 Milwaukee, Wisconsin changes format from country to sports and adds network provider ESPN Radio Network and changes slogan from 94.5 KTI Country to 94.5 ESPN FM. WLNR 1230 Kinston, North Carolina changes format from silent to regional Mexican and adds slogan La Grande 1000. 106.5 Hico, Texas signs on as KITT FM. KTOX FM 98. 101.1 Wofford Heights, California. Changes calls to KRWI-FM. KSGX-FM 104.1 Tuckerville, Utah. Changes calls to KZYN-FM. WBHN 1590, Bryson City, North Carolina, changes slogan from Real Country to Classic Country. WCSI 1010, Columbus, Indiana, changes slogan from News Talk 1010 to News Talk 1010 98.1. WHVC 102.5, Rhinebeck, New York, changes format from construction permit new to religious teaching and adds network provider Eternal Word TV. WVTY 92.1 Racine, Wisconsin, changes format from adult hits to country and changes slogan from 92.1 The Shore to 92.1 VTY Country. WAUG 750 New Hope, North Carolina, changes format from talk to urban contemporary and changes slogan from Power 750 to Hot 97.9. WENK 1240, Union City, Tennessee, changes format from oldies to classic hits. WLDJ LP 107.5, Newcastle, Pennsylvania, changes format from construction permit new to variety. WQTS 102.9, Statesboro, Georgia, changes format from adult contemporary to southern gospel and adds network provider The Life FM and changes slogan from Eagle 102.9 WPMX to The Life FM. WTPR 710, Paris, Tennessee, changes format from oldies to classic hits. WTPR FM 101.7, McKinnon, Tennessee, changes format from oldies to classic hits. The following stations have signed off the air. KLTQ 98.1, New England, North Dakota. KELE FM 92.5, Mountain Grove, Missouri. KOZX 98.1, Kabul, Missouri. And those are your call letter and format changes for this week. For All Things Radio, I'm Jennifer Sparks, wishing all of you a good week.
For All Things Radio, sports and news features, this is Bill Sparks with ATR 465. This week, we're going to step back in time and listen to two NBA legendary announcers, Johnny Most, of course, with the Boston Celtics, and Chick Hearn for the LA Lakers. These guys really knew how to call a game, and I think you're going to enjoy listening to them. Chris, this is dedicated to you, buddy.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Vintage NBA. I'm Charlie Stein. This week, we turn our attention from those who played the game to those who brought it home to the fans. Chick Hearn and the late Johnny Most, they set the standard for basketball play-by-play and paved the way for today's broadcasters.
The game of basketball is a terrific sport to do on radio because you can capture the geography of the court. And it's a very, very exciting, precise sport to be able to do.
Hello again, everybody. This is Chick Hearn, voice of the Los Angeles Lakers, and you're about to hear some very exciting basketball.
Chick Hearn has to be considered one of the most unique broadcasters of all time. Very similar to Marty Glickman, Chick Hearn is a throwback. He had that terrific staccato style, never missing a beat. But Chick came up with these great phrases, which he still uses today.
This game is in the refrigerator. The door is closed, the lights are out, the eggs are cooking, the jello jiggling. He just put Fox in the popcorn machine. He faked him out of the building. 84-83, the Lakers by one. Could they use some insurance? Oh, wow. Does the puppy need milk?
And it all just fit in. The style, the voice, the sound, the way he called the games. The longevity is astounding. To be able to go that long a period without missing a game.
38 years, the Lakers announcer. You're just the best. Congratulations.
As a kid, I would try to pick up the broadcasts from all over the country. When I first heard Johnny Most, I couldn't believe it.
A great, great, great exhibition of basketball by the Boston Celtics today.
It was such a different style. I got such a kick out of it. His voice seemed to change in one sentence three or four times, depending on what was happening.
And here's Sally with the ball. Sally goes into Rodman. Rodman, there's that hot dog! That hot dog throwing his fist up in the air!
It was a us-against-them type concept, which fans in New England just love.
They called me Jerk of the Week. Well, fine, I'll be a Jerk of the Week, but I'll be myself. I wouldn't be like them for all the money in the world.
It was almost like a wrestling concept. He preceded Vince McMahon.
Oh, the yellow, gutless way they do things here.
He had very unusual style in terms of the what was going on during the broadcast. As he's doing the games, he's smoking away, and then he'd hold the mic and he'd be coughing off to the game is going on. He'd be coughing, hacking away, he'd be smoking. When I first started broadcasting, when I go up to the Boston Garden, I'm up there and I'm, you know, in my 20s, and I'm looking to my right and there's Johnny Most all the way over on the other side. As one who grew up listening to him, it was a thrill to me to be able to just sit around and, you know, talk broadcasting with Johnny.
And the buzzer goes off, it's all over. The Boston Celtics are once again the world champions.
30 seconds to play, the Lakers by three. Chamberlain slam dunk with a beauty.
Over to McGuire, to Zaslavsky, and when Max misses, Gallatin taps it in.
I think over the years, the NBA has been blessed with a number of outstanding broadcasters who have been able to capture, of course, Marty Glickman, Johnny Most, Chick Hearn, the pioneers.
Hi there, sport fans. This is Johnny Most reporting for the Boston Celtics.
During his 37 years as the voice of the Celtics, Johnny Most became as much a part of their lore as Red Auerbach, Larry Bird, and the parquet floor. From his perch high above courtside, Johnny called the action in that gravelly voice of his as he described some of the classic moments in NBA history.
Putting the ball on a play, he gets it out deep, and Havlicek steals it! Over to Stan Jones! Havlicek stole the ball! It's all over!
Back over to Worthy, and it's picked off! Goes to Hammonds, and he lays it off and in! It's all tied up! A great play by Hammonds!
For a minute there, I could hear Johnny Most going, Henderson steal the ball!
My voice is distinctive, I guess, and it's different. It's unique. It's the product of a lot of screaming, a lot of cigarettes along the way.
And they told me I shouldn't say bad things about Isaiah, and I say, why not?
Every time we got fouled, we got killed. Every time we fouled them, what game is the referee looking at?
He had the audacity to complain about something. He was disgusting in this display.
He was totally partial, which was all right with us.
And he gets the pass, goes into the lane, jump pass back out to DJ. DJ throws up, it's gone! It's gone! And no time left! It's all over!
I strain my voice, I'm screaming all the time, and I'm rock and roll, but my philosophy is, say what you mean what you say. If you're emotional, be emotional. Don't try to hide it.
And the Lakers, they couldn't throw a pea in the Pacific. He throws up a brick big enough to start a new sidewalk. It is in the refrigerator. The door is closed. The light's out. The eggs are cool and the butter's hot.
Since the Lakers moved to L.A., Chick Hearn is the only play-by-play man they've ever had. He's called every Laker game for the past 35 years, bringing the same enthusiasm to each broadcast as he talks about the game he loves.
It made your job so easy, because all you had to do with a big, fast-talking Irishman like myself is say what happened, describe it.
I've been listening to Chick Hearn for almost 40 years. And I still laugh every single broadcast.
It's Blatty in the popcorn machine, dribble drive, slam dunk, and Blatty's covered with salt and butter. Top of the key to Aguirre, knocks Worthy down with a charge. There's no call at all. No harm, no blood, no ambulance, no stitches.
The best part of the game for me is a close game. And I'll tell you what. The players work harder in a close game. The coaches have to show their ability to make strategic moves. And for the broadcaster, myself included, it's a lot easier to really be into a one-point or a tied ball game going to the final minute.
To the left goes Magic. He's got it. He didn't shoot it. 5 seconds left. Magic got middle, just what I thought. A hook shot at 12. Good!
guy is such a creative genius and has such a sense of how to create the experience that he's witnessing for someone a million miles away.
Among the many phrases invented by Chick Hearn were the terms slam dunk and air ball. In the NBA, players and coaches may come and go, but many announcers have stayed with the same team for decades. And in so doing, they have formed an enduring bond with the fans of their city. The dean, of course, is the Lakers' Chick Hearn. Johnny Most, Marty Glickman, and Chick Hearn have all been honored by the Basketball Hall of Fame. In fact, Johnny received a unique tribute from the Celtics. They retired his microphone. A silver replica of the mic was placed along press row. Just like the teams they covered, Most, Hearn, and Glickman are all part of basketball lore. Their words captured the excitement of the game. Their voices have provided the soundtrack to NBA history.
If you have any comments or questions, 800-693-0595. Press option 2 and leave your feedback. Have a great week, everyone. Enjoy those ball games because it's all coming together now.
All right. Thank you, Bill. And now time for our feature station segment. We're going to hear a new format change. WYUP serving Altoona, Pennsylvania, 107.1. Just switched to Jack FM. And we will hear KBKS in Seattle. And the format change that wasn't stunts. I don't know what it was. You decide.
One of the things I like to do when featuring radio stations on the All Things Radio podcast is to feature stations that have undergone a format change. Let's travel to Pennsylvania, and we're going to listen to radio station WYUP-FM, owned and operated by Leitner Communications, which has undergone a format change. The station serves Altoona, Pennsylvania, Hollidaysburg, Pennsylvania, and Loretto, Pennsylvania. The station is now Jack FM, and they're using the Westwood One satellite-delivered format. Next, we're traveling to Seattle, Washington, and we're going to listen to radio station KBKS-FM, owned and operated by iHeartMedia. Is it a format change, or is it not a format change? I'll let you decide, and we can talk about this on All Things Radio Extra. So without further ado, let's listen to these two radio stations on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
Warning, this bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM is totally lip-synced. When we finally meet you in person, we'll thank you for listening to Jack FM.
Hey, man, to all my homies up there, hey, I love Jack FM.
Broadcasting live from an old rusted-out Conrail boxcar at the Juniata Shop. This is WYUP, Loretto, Hollidaysburg, Altoona.
What I like about you,
no, we will not let you go.
Living like we're ready again.
Jack FM, playing what we want.
Summer has come and passed.
If you have any clue what Kanye West is talking about, call 866-930-JACK. Good reason to call 866-930-JACK. Yay! Jack FM at the office. Said no one ever.
FM.
Here is your 1400 WWGE AccuWeather forecast. Today, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool with a couple of showers. Wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour, high 57. Little rain for the evening. Otherwise, cloudy tonight, low 40. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and cooler tomorrow. Again, wind gusts of 35 miles per hour with a high of 45. At night, clouds break, low 32. Then Sunday, sun and patchy clouds, high 52. With your 1400 WWGE AccuWeather forecast, I'm Kevin Snyder.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Strange.
A bunch of songs in a row on Jack FM. Can it really be that simple?
Because of flu season this year, Jack FM has suspended all requests. Jack FM is playing what we want? Yeah, says you. California love. .171 Jack FM. Thanks for accepting your fate and listening to Jack FM.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me.
Jack.
Hey, Jack.
Jack, you're awesome, Jack.
Forever.
Yeah! Kick it!
Jack FM.
She got out of town.
Remember, November is Jack FM Awareness Month. Live from an old rusted-out Conrail boxcar at the Juniata Shop. This is WYUP, Loretto, Hollidaysburg, Altoona.
106.1 KISS FM is dead. Listen today at 4 p.m.
Show me where you love lies.
106.1 Kiss is dead.
Listen today at 4 p.m. .1 Kiss FM is dead. Listen today at 4 p.m.
Hi, Seattle. My name is Robert Dove, and I'm the general manager of 106.1. A week ago today, we started the process to change the format of 106.1. You see, over the last year or so, our radio station's ratings have showed declines, and it's become increasingly clear that you just did not care anymore. Over the past several months, we've reached out to the community in various ways, and it became very clear to us that we just needed to do something different. Your feedback over the past week on our text and request lines, website, and social media have made it very clear that you don't want us to change formats, but you do want us to be a much better radio station. You told us you're tired of radio stations playing the same genre of music over and over again with no variety. You're tired of other radio stations in Seattle that rely on fake actors and fake callers in their morning show segments. You told us that you want a station that is real, connected to the community, positive, and proud to live here in Seattle, not embarrassed by it. Seattle, we want to be a better station for you and provide all the things that no other stations in Seattle do. We want to build a better 106.1, and we are dead serious about finding Seattle's funniest person to help wake you up every day. We are so serious that we'll pay you $10,000 if you refer and we hire your funniest friend, neighbor, relative, or coworker. We're posting the details right now on kissfmseattle.com. Keep listening for more updates, and thank you for your brutally honest feedback over the past week. We are dedicated to being a station about Seattle and for Seattle, a station that sounds like Seattle. There will be no format change today, but starting right now, 106.1 is under construction.
We're building Seattle's next great morning show, and we want to hire you. Do you have what it takes to wake up Seattle, or do you know someone who has an amazing personality? Just go to kissfmseattle.com.
Act like you're my friend when I'm rolling through my hands.
106.1 is dead. 6.1 is dead. Serious about finding Seattle's funniest person. So serious that we're going to give you $10K just for helping us find them. Go to kissfmseattle.com now. The city of Seattle is under construction, and so are we. 106.1 is building Seattle's next great morning show, and we want to hire you. Ever wanted to be on the radio? Do you have a friend that would be perfect? Just go to kissfmseattle.com. Six point one is dead. Serious about finding Seattle's funniest person. So serious that we're gonna give you $10K just for helping us find them. Go to kissfmseattle.com now. We're building Seattle's next great morning show, and we want to hire you. Do you have what it takes to wake up Seattle, or do you know someone who has an amazing personality? Just go to kissfmseattle.com.
Chase you with a cold evening. I know I go back to you.
106.1 is currently under construction. We're building Seattle's next great morning show, and we want to hire you. Do you have what it takes to wake up Seattle, or do you know someone who has an amazing personality? Just go to kissfmseattle.com.
I heard you told your friends that I'm just not your type.
Hi, Seattle. My name is Robert Dove, and I'm the general manager of 106.1. A week ago today, we started the process to change the format of 106.1. You see, over the last year or so, our radio station's ratings have showed declines, and it's become increasingly clear that you just did not care anymore. Over the past several months, we've reached out to the community in various ways, and it became very clear to us that we just needed to do something different. Your feedback over the past week on our text and request lines, website, and social media have made it very clear that you don't want us to change formats, but you do want us to be a much better radio station. You told us you're tired of radio stations playing the same genre of music over and over again with no variety. You're tired of other radio stations in Seattle that rely on fake actors and fake callers in their morning show segments. You told us that you want a station that is real, connected to the community, positive, and proud to live here in Seattle, not embarrassed by it. Seattle, we want to be a better station for you and provide all the things that no other stations in Seattle do. We want to build a better 106.1, and we are dead serious about finding Seattle's funniest person to help wake you up every day. We are so serious that we'll pay you $10,000 if you refer and we hire your funniest friend, neighbor, relative, or coworker. We're posting the details right now on kissfmseattle.com. Keep listening for more updates, and thank you for your brutally honest feedback over the past week. We are dedicated to being a station about Seattle and for Seattle, a station that sounds like Seattle. There will be no format change today, but starting right now, 106.1 is under construction.
Well, there you go. Two different radio stations with two very different formats. We started things off by listening to radio station WYUP AM serving Altoona, Pennsylvania, with the Westwood One satellite delivered Jack FM format. And we concluded things by listening to radio station KBKS FM in Seattle, Washington, with their, well, I'm not sure if it's a format change or not. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, why don't let me know about it by email or voicemail? The email address here is Jeff, that's J-E-F-F, Jeff at allthingsradio.net, or you can call our feedback line. The phone number is 800-693-0595. That's 800-693-0595, hitting option 2 for the podcast team. For All Things Radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
Thank you very much, guys. It's time to wrap it up, but not before we finish up with Jeff's retro station. This week, we're going to listen to WPLJ, Tony Pig, from September 1977, and stay tuned to us on ATR Extra.
This week, we're going to remember the work of longtime program director Larry Berger, who worked at radio station WPLJ in New York City. And in 1977, WPLJ FM was a cool-sounding album rock radio station. No, it wasn't your typical album rock radio station. It was very professional, with elements of Top 40 and very familiar songs in the mix. However, it definitely was an album rock radio station that was a formidable radio station to be dealt with in the New York City radio market. This week, we're going to listen to Tony Pig, as heard on September 23rd, 1977. Notice the commercials, and the newscast is heard on the ABC Radio Network. So without further ado, why don't sit back and bring the virtual time machine back to September 23rd, 1977, as we listen to Tony Pig on WPLJ-FM from September 23rd, 1977, on this week's edition of the All Things Radio podcast.
WPLJ, New York's best rock form.
You're as cold as ice. Oh, yes, I
know. Dun, 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 dun. Linda Ronstadt at WPLJ. You're no good. You're no good, I'm telling you. Yeah, you're no good. And that, you know, remember the original version was done by Betty Everett? Do you remember that? It's a good song, boy. And Linda recognized it. Foreigner did Cold as Ice. We heard Yes and You and I. Well, that super music came to you from WPLJ. And this is Tony Pig. I just started at 6 o'clock, and I'll be here till 10 o'clock tonight. Don't let the weather get you down. We'll be cheering you up with some great music. Me and Carol Miller at 10 o'clock on WPLJ.
When you're stuck in traffic, your oil gets as sizzling hot as the oil in a race engine. And when oil gets too hot, it can thin out and slowly but surely damage your engine. Use CAM2 20W50 motor oil. It can help take the heat off your engine. It withstands heat up to 350 degrees for hours on end. That's more protection than your car will ever need. CAM2, it takes the heat off your engine.
Now at Sears, Zehr, and Woolco.
Allegro non troppo. Like the dreams of Fellini, the madness of the Marx Brothers, and the sensational full-color animation of Disney. Call it a masterpiece. Call it a mind-blowing animated experience. Call it Allegro Ho-Ho. Non-Tropo Ho-Ho.
See Allegro Non-Tropo, rated PG.
Allegro Non-Tropo, now playing at Reed's Little Carnegie.
The Concorde SST may soon be seen and heard a lot more in this country. Transportation Secretary Brock Adams has revealed the administration's position on the controversial plane, and ABC's Vic Ratner reports.
Concorde operations could be expanded to as many as a dozen U.S. cities, including Washington, where test flights have been going on for 16 months. Adams said Concorde will will be allowed into such cities as Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Dallas, Honolulu, and Anchorage if the local airport authorities in each of those cities agrees. Concorde will not be allowed to land or take off between the hours of 10 at night and 7 in the morning. Vic Ratner, ABC News at the Transportation Department in Washington.
President Carter will go around the world in 11 days. He leaves November 22nd on a goodwill tour involving 8 countries on 4 continents. On the schedule is a stop in Nigeria, making Mr. Carter the first American president to visit Black Africa since World War II. I'm Breck Artery, American FM Radio.
Now this here's a story about my old friend Billy. He's so wrinkled up, they called him Wrinkly Willie. Lived right down the block there, he's always in hock. Thought he's dressed up if he wore one sock. I said, Bill, I say this in earnest, more or less. You a good old boy, but your jeans is a mess. You need them new Lee jeans they're all talking about. The kind with the Lee set gets wrinkles out.
I said, Lee set,
new jeans. To which he replied, I think I'm game. And since then, Wrinkly Willie's never looked the same. Yeah, he got into Lee, and he got into cotton. Cause that there's a way to get it all.
I said, Lee set,
Lee jeans.
I said, Lee set,
Lee jeans.
Lee jeans are real 100% cotton denim and Sanforset, too. They start soft, stay smooth, are always cotton comfortable.
Are numerical quotas for minorities and women a good way to correct past discrimination? Now, Congressman Elliot Levettis doesn't think so.
We've got to face this for what it is. When you have a quota, when you have a numerical requirement, you have built in a reverse discrimination. Discrimination is wrong.
Levettis, a Georgia Democrat, is sponsoring a bill which would outlaw quotas in hiring and college admissions. A consumers group says when you answer the phone, you have a right to expect a live human being on the other end. Citizens Communication Center is upset about what they call junk phone calls, in which pre-recorded advertising messages are played. In New York, we asked the group's chairman, Henry Geller, what regulations govern such unsolicited phone calls.
None now. None at all. We are concerned that if this becomes a prevalent practice, it will constitute a nuisance, an invasion of privacy, diminish the usefulness of the telephone, and that therefore there is a need for some regulatory action.
Geller says his group is asking the Federal Communications Commission to start an investigation into those so-called junk phone calls. You may someday be able to play a record without a needle. The first laser beam stereo system was unveiled at the Japanese audio show today. Promoters say the laser system means records could be played almost indefinitely and never wear out. Bad water in North Miami Beach, Florida. Officials say somebody deliberately dumped pesticides in the local water supply, and 40,000 residents are being warned not to drink it. Fallout from last weekend's Chinese nuclear test is now moving over the East Coast, but don't worry about it. The Environmental Protection Agency says there's currently no risk to public health. That's the news. I'm Breck Artery on the American FM Radio Network.
Thank you, Breck. It's Tony Pig. Back with the music, WPLJ and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. .5 WPLJ with Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, the landslide bring it down.
At Chicago at WPLJ with Old Days and the Brothers Johnson and Strawberry Letter 23. We're at Fleetwood Mac and doing Landslide. David Bowie, Golden Years. And Crosby, Stills, and Nash with Fair Game. because it's fair game at WPLJ, and it always is.
Attention, speed, custom, and van enthusiasts. S&K Speed Auto of Queens has moved to a new location, still on Queens Boulevard, just 4 miles southeast of the original Elmhurst store. Five times the size, with easy parking, will highlight New York's largest custom and accessory shop. Cheapo prices, below-cost closeouts, and crazy introductory specials, like Sun SuperTax for $29.88, custom wheels from $9.95, headers from $49.95, roof fans $8.88, and hundreds more. Visit the new Queens S&K now for once-in-a-lifetime specials. Randy, S&K Queens store manager, wants every New York speed, custom, and van enthusiast to visit his new store. Randy says, "I have prices and deals even I can't believe. Don't miss out. Grab your cash and charge cards and head on down to the new S&K Speed of Queens on Queens Boulevard, 500 feet north of Hillside Avenue. For information or directions, call Randy or Joe at 212-658-6262. That's 658-6262.
Watkins Glen, a small, peaceful town in upstate New York. No different from hundreds of other quiet rural communities. Except, of course, for one thrilling weekend in October. The weekend when it becomes the focus of the international racing world. When Watkins Glen takes its place among famous names like Monaco and Le Mans. The weekend of the Toyota Grand Prix of the United States. America's premier Formula One competition, paced by a Toyota Celica liftback. The weekend is October 1st and 2nd, and your participating Toyota dealer wants you to be there. He's the only one that can save you up to $11.50 on Toyota Grand Prix tickets. You'll get a discount on general admission, half-price reserve seating, even a free garage tour pass. See your Toyota dealer today. Experience this weekend of international Grand Prix excitement at Watkins Glen, because on October 3rd... it'll all be over.
You asked for it, you got it, Toyota.
A Chorus Line at the Schubert Theater is the most talked about musical ever to hit Broadway.
Well, the music is fantastic. I've been singing Kiss the Day Goodbye since I saw it the first time.
Hey, I love the dancing. I wish I could dance like that.
Nothing wrong with it. It's flawless. Thrilling, magnificent. I love it.
I was floored.
Great. An experience.
Oh, it was beautiful.
Chorus Line. Really loved it. It's one of the outstanding.
Oh, great show.
It was amazing.
Great. It was great.
Tickets for A Chorus Line are on sale at the Schubert Theater, or you can buy them by phone. It's easy. Call 246-5993. A Chorus Line, the one musical you've got to see.
I'd see it every night of the week. Maybe I'll become an usher.
Probably already know who this group is. Podcast, and now everything you heard is live. Podcast. Good. It's from Bearsville.
This album is now on sale at all Corvette stores for the low sale price of only $4.99. On tape, only $5.79 at all Corvettes.
The crowd loves them. I know what she's talking about. It's WPLJ and the Rolling Stones Live. Here's the Eagles and Life in the Fast Lane. Faster, faster, she said, the lights are turning red. What a good song. One of the great lyric songs. I mean, that's the way they think in California, folks. And it's WPLJ where you heard it. I have to mention the call letters. Sometimes, you know, I forget. WPLJ, I forget how to spell. The Stones, and If You Can't Rock Me and Get Off My Cloud from Love You Live at WPLJ, where we have the weather, and it looks like this. 61 degrees, mostly cloudy and cool tonight, a chance of rain, low tonight in the upper 50s, mostly cloudy and cool tomorrow and tomorrow night with rain likely. What a weekend, huh? Yeah, high Saturday in the mid-60s and a low Saturday night in the upper 50s. And it was my beard.
Listen how it sounds.
Okay, tonight, the Roosevelt Youth Center is sponsoring a benefit talent show to raise money for its radio training program at the Youth Center on 55 Mansfield Avenue in Roosevelt, Long Island. Show begins at 8:30 p.m. For information, call 516-378-9858.
Wow.
Good morning, class. Today we are going to discuss what we did on our summer vacations. Young Vincent, what did you do this summer?
Well, it was really cool. You know, we went to the House of Audio and got a terrific new stereo system.
Very
you know?
Good. Now,
you know, the House of Audio makes the great with the lowest prices on Marantz, Pioneer, Kenwood, Sansui Scott, and JVC.
Thank you, that's
hey,
fine.
Now, this may ring a bell. In between classes, you can call the House of Audio for the lowest free price quote at 212-445-6970. Got that? Get a pencil. 445-6970.
I think that sums it up, yes.
You know, you can get the three R's, the right quality, right price, right location,
right,
at the House of Audio's four locations.
Yes.
Like in Lynbrook across from White Castle, in Huntington across from the Walt Whitman Shop, shopping center, in Hicksville across from Sears,
that's
and in
great.
Flushing next to the Prospect Movie Theater.
Anything else to say, you little...
Yeah, the folks. House of Audio has class.
No. Class.
You know what I mean?
Good.
Get the ADC Accutrack 4000 computerized turntable with remote control, only $299 at the House of Audio.
You can try hard.
Don't worry about money, Stevie. I'll pay for the movies and the pizza.
Or you can try soft.
Steve, why don't you come over tonight? We can watch TV.
Soft will get them every time.
Loves Baby Soft.
Love's Baby Soft, the soft, fresh, slightly sexy scent from Love with Love.
Love's Baby Soft.
Now you can be Baby Soft in a Baby Soft t-shirt. A $7 value for only $2.50.
Introducing Orbit, a very special sugar-free gum for you and your family. Orbit is special. It's not just another sugar-free gum. Orbit is made with xylitol, the remarkable natural sweetener that everyone's talking about. And xylitol even adds a cool and refreshing taste to Orbit.
When I first heard that Wrigley's was bringing out a sugar-free gum, I expected something special. And Orbit is. After all, it's not just another sugar-free gum. You see, Orbit is made with that remarkable natural sweetener, xylitol. And xylitol even adds a cool and refreshing taste to Orbit. I tried Orbit and liked it. And know what? My kids really like it, too. Orbit's the sugar-free gum for this family.
Yes, make Orbit the sugar-free gum for you and your family. Because Orbit is special. It's more than just sugar-free. It's made with xylitol. Orbit in spearmint, peppermint, and cinnamon flavors. New Orbit, a very special sugar-free gum from Wrigley's.
Please listen to me, I'm talking to you, and I'm telling you true that I love pizza at least as much as you do, and I've got good news. There really is a good frozen pizza, Stouffer's. Yeah, Stouffer's French bread pizza's better than anyone could believe, and that's the truth.
That's the truth.
And I've got proof. 'Cause 8 out of 10 come back again to Stouffer's. 8 out of 10 come back again to Stouffer's French bread pizza, 'cause there really is a good frozen pizza, Stouffer's. And it's so good.
Stouffer's pizza.
It's so good.
Stouffer's French bread pizza.
That 8 out of 10 who try it
come back again to buy it, 'cause there really is a good frozen pizza, Stouffer's. Stouffer's.
WPLJ New York, Tony Pig with Elton John.
Sadly,
Larry Berger, program director of WPLJ, passed away a few weeks ago. However, the air check that we just played of Tony Pig represents his architecture of this album-oriented rock radio station. Now, if you have any comments concerning this part of the podcast, or if there are any classic air checks that you'd like me to present, why don't let me know about it by email or by voicemail. For all things radio, I'm Jeff Bennett.
This concludes another All Things Radio Live. Join us every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern for the latest radio news, interviews, caller questions and comments, station scopes, and more. Visit the show's official website at www.allthingsradio.net and visit the Legend website at legendoldies.com. Join us again next week for another All Things Radio Live on the World Wide Legend.